Well, this past week on Life Matters, we've brought you a story or a couple of stories from around Australia, all part of the 500 Words project being run by ABC Open. It's an online writing project where regional Australians share non-fiction stories, all on different monthly themes. Earlier this week, you heard Helen Roy Arne's story of walking through the forest guided by her blind grandfather. And we also heard Oscar Metcalfe getting caught out by the dawn tide at Karratha in Western Australia. Actually, we'll hear that one next week. Today's story from Sarah Hope was in response to the theme of New in Town, where writers were asked to share their experience settling into a new place, town or culture. Northern Territory writer Sarah Hope is an emerging playwright and theatre maker. She is currently a lead artist for Corrugated Iron Youth Arts Artists in Remote Schools Program in Gullawinku, Northern Territory. Sarah recently won the Northern Territory Literary Award for Best Performance Script for 2013 for her script The Hoist. Sarah's story, in the long run, evokes her emotional journey adjusting to life as a teacher in a remote community on Elko Island, off the coast of Arnhem Land.
The dirt road stretches before me as it has done many mornings before. Fresh breath enters my lungs and relieves my chest of the stuffy air-conditioned air it has become accustomed to during the night. I inhale and begin. My feet pound the road one after the other, and it takes some time for my body to warm up. A truck passes at high speed, leaving a wake of dust clouding my vision. When it clears, I'm struck by the colours in the landscape. Red sand frames brown and black trees growing through coarse scrub. As my playlist continues to set the beat of my run, flickering thoughts intensify, and I focus on the memory of seeing this remote community for the first time. A year earlier, I was looking at this exact stretch of road from the air, wondering what it looked like from the ground, wondering who lived in this place, and if I would meet people who I might come to know as friends. Passing through the first couple of months was exciting. Attempting to learn a language and the local traditional lore felt like a privilege. People from all cultures were so eager to bring the newbie into their experience of this country. A heaving in my chest draws me back to the present. Reaching the top of the hill, I'm hit by the smell of the sewerage plant, a stench that sticks to the sides of my nostrils. My mind flits back to the shower block where I perform my most personal of daily rituals. Then to the beige room where I live, comparable to a matchbox, with its tiny window that lets in only a splinter of the world outside. My memory settles on the time I turned up to a friend's place in tears. I was distraught at the realisation that culture shock and emotional exhaustion had gotten the better of me. "That's it," I said to her. "I can't stay any longer. I love my job and this community, but it's too hard and I'm too lonely. I just have to go." My friend's expression changed to show she was both concerned and humoured by my resolution. "No," she replied honestly. "I think you should stay. Life can get tough here. You just need to stick it out. It'll get better in the long run." That was 5 months ago. I'm rounding the bend at the bottom of the hill when I pass a group of women and children, all of whom I know. The younger children begin loudly singing a song that I taught them when I first arrived. My pace increases as I approach the end of the road. After what sometimes felt like an eternity of straining, I have reached the sea. The newly risen sun stretches its warm arm over the water towards me. I am free.
Sarah Hope there and her tale of being new in town. Just one of the themes that's been explored by ABC Open's 500 Words project. In the coming months, we'll be bringing you some more stories from the project. The current theme is travel tales, but from next week, July's theme is things we do for love. Perhaps you've got a story to tell in that theme. If you think you might, then follow the links from our website. You can find links to the project at the Life Matters site at abc.net.au/radionational. Just search for Life Matters. Robbie Buck in the chair with you, filling in for Natasha Mitchell while she's on holidays for a few weeks. News coming up in just a minute or two's time. And then, of course, after that, Michael Cathcart is with you for Books and Arts Daily. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Robbie. We've got three stories about whales this morning.
Uh-huh. Is one of them Moby Dick?
Yes, well, it is sort of Moby Dick. Philip Hoare, who's an English writer who loves Moby Dick, has written a book all about oceans and going searching for whales. He's swum with whales and with dolphins. He's a fabulous storyteller. He also swims under the moon at night. So that's whale story number one.
How romantic.
Whale story number two is John McGrath. He's the artistic director of the National Theatre of Wales.
I see what you did there. That's good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? And Amanda Muggleton is touring regional Australia with a one-person show called The Book Club.
Okay, look forward to it.
You're supposed to say, what's that got to do with whales?
Hang on a sec. What's that got to do with whales, Michael?
Robbie, she's having a whale of a time.
You're supposed to say, look out, she's behind you. Look forward to it after the news. Thank you, Michael.
Good
That's it
you.
For Life Matters for this morning. Tomorrow, Friday, Talk Back, we're talking about the pros and cons of single-sex schools. I'll join you then. Bye for now.